I know you may have clicked on the episode because of the title. Wow, Exploding Head Syndrome. Such a cool thing. What the heck is that? Well, it's actually not cool. It's very, very annoying. And I've been suffering from it. Well, should I be saying suffering? I've had episodes of Exploding Head Syndrome since my college years. It's not a big part of my life, but every now and then it just creeps back up and annoys the heck out of me. I know you've clicked on the episode because of it. You want to know what it is. I'll just be discussing it because I had another episode this morning. So Exploding Head Syndrome is what is known as a parasomnia or a sleep disorder. Kind of like sleep paralysis, but instead of waking up paralyzed and seeing demons, you are actually woken up by auditory hallucinations of explosions inside your head. You also may have visual hallucinations like flashes of light or whatnot, so sometimes people say that they experience gunshots in their head. Now, this may sound really, really wacky, and believe me, the first time I ever had this, I thought, am I starting to display symptoms of schizophrenia? I am having auditory hallucinations.
Am I going crazy?
I am, but not because of this, because Exploding Head Syndrome is not associated with any type of mental illness, and nobody really knows what causes it, and it does not even pose any health risks, so nobody really studies it, and it goes unnoticed and undiagnosed. Some reports state that maybe 10% of the population has Exploding Head Syndrome. Now, this started first when I was in college. I came back home drunk after a party because it was college years. I actually don't drink and I don't party. I haven't drank a drop of alcohol in like 6 years. But yeah, this particular night I was drunk and I came back home and just laid to sleep. And upon falling asleep, I hear something like a motorcycle coming towards me and then just going through me. And in that moment, I woke up and felt like something passed through me. Felt this very, very loud sound in my head of a motorcycle passing through my body, and I'm like, what the fuck? And then for a few seconds after that, I heard the sounds just whoosh away. It was like a true Doppler effect. And I thought, well, I am fucking drunk, so that's why I am having these hallucinations. I had a few of those that very same night, and I just shrugged it off. But then this kept happening to me throughout the years, mostly when I was very stressed or very anxious, when I was having problems in my life, and I noticed these auditory hallucinations would start appearing either when I am falling asleep or when I am about to wake up, so I am in that middle stage between asleep and awoken. Sometimes it would sound like a motorcycle passing through me, and sometimes it would sound like a bomb detonated. About a year ago, I heard gunshots and I woke up and I was very afraid, like, what the fuck is happening? Especially in my country where nobody has guns. And for about 15 minutes, I was kind of paranoid after waking up from these gunshot sounds. I was looking through the windows and seeing everybody's outside walking and like nothing ever happened. I think I actually, when I woke up after the gunshot sounds, I rushed to the bathroom. Like, if somebody's gonna shoot through my window or wall, at least I want to be distanced away from that. Now, over the years, the auditory hallucinations I have been experiencing shifted from gunshot or motorcycle or explosion sounds to actual specific sounds of my phone. So either I would wake up from the sound of my ringtone and look at my phone and see that it is not ringing and nobody has called me. Or we here use an app called Viber. It's like WhatsApp that you Americans use, and there is a specific sound that you get when you get a message from that app, and I would be woken up by a very, very loud ping of that message sound. Look at my phone, see I don't have any kind of message. Usually this would happen once during the night, but sometimes it would happen a few times. This morning, actually, I was woken up by the sound of the Viber message tone. Looked at my phone, saw nothing. looked at, got into Viber, nothing. Then I just wanted to fall asleep again, and maybe 2-3 minutes passed. I hear the sound again. I'm like, what the fuck now? I look at my phone and I actually got a message. Did I predict the message coming? Well, about 2 months ago, I think, or 3 months, I had another incident where I heard my phone ringing and I woke up. Oh man, who's calling me? Nobody. Nothing. Then I wanted to go back to sleep. After 2 or 3 minutes, again, my phone is ringing in my head. Again, I look at the phone and somebody is actually calling me, my mother, but my ringtone is silent and my phone is not on vibration, so it's not vibrating, it's not making a sound. It is ringing. I'm getting a call, but I was woken up by hearing my phone ring. Very, very weird. Nonetheless, this is not anything paranormal. It is just a sleep disorder that nobody knows anything about. Even I don't know much about it because I just don't care. So hey, let's go to the Wikipedia article and see what this is all about. So on Wikipedia, it says, exploding head syndrome, or EHS, is an abnormal sensory perception during sleep in which a person experiences unreal noises that are loud and of short duration while falling asleep or waking up. The noise may be frightening, typically occurs only occasionally, and is not a serious health concern. People may also experience a flash of light, and pain is typically absent. I never actually experienced pain, but I do think I experienced that flash of light when I thought it was gunshots. The cause is unknown, and potential explanations include ear problems, temporal lobe seizure, I hope I don't have that, nerve dysfunction, or specific genetic changes. Potential risk factors include psychological stress. It is classified as a sleep disorder or headache disorder, and people often go undiagnosed. There is no high-quality evidence to support treatment. Reassurance may be sufficient, like I am reassuring myself by making a podcast episode about it. While the frequency of the condition is not well studied, some have estimated that it occurs in about 10% of people, and women are reportedly more commonly affected. I actually read on the internet that women, that the trigger of this event for them is usually medication, stress, or their menstrual cycle. And the condition was initially described at least as early as 1876. Good thing I am not going through this at that time, because they would probably exorcise me and I'd die during the exorcism. Though I think they would say that I'm possessed by the devil even before displaying any of this symptoms because of other things. In signs and symptoms, it says individuals with exploding head syndrome hear or experience loud, imagined noises as they are falling asleep or waking up, have a strong, often frightening emotional reaction to the sound, and do not report the significant pain. Around 10% of people also experience visual disturbances like perceiving visual static, lightning, or flashes of light. Some people may also experience heat, strange feelings in their torso, or a feeling of electrical tingling that ascends to the head before the auditory hallucinations occur. This I am familiar with, because sometimes I would feel like my torso is charging and charging, and then it just goes into my head, like shoots up my head, and I hear that sound. With the heightened arousal, people experience distress, confusion, myoclonic jerks, tachycardia, sweating, and the sensation that feels as if they have stopped breathing and have to make a deliberate effort to breathe again. I have been having that since childhood, even before these strange noises that I'd hear. I'd be sleeping, and then I'd have this feeling of intense fear that I have forgotten how to breathe, and then I would wake myself up to remind myself to breathe. Some people report having a total of 2 or 4 attacks followed by a prolonged or total remission. Having attacks over the course of a few weeks or months before the attacks spontaneously disappear, or the attacks may even recur irregularly every few days, weeks, or months for much of the lifetime. The cause of this is unknown. A number of hypotheses have been put forth, with the most common being dysfunction of the reticular formation of the brainstem responsible for transition between blah, 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 blah. I don't care. Other theories into the cause include minor seizure affecting the temporal lobe. I had an EEG done and that was okay. Ear dysfunctions, stress and anxiety, which is totally me. Variable and broken sleep, which is sometimes totally me. Antidepressant discontinuation syndrome, no. Temporary calcium channel dysfunction, I don't know. And PTSD, which is also when this happens to me. So I have had moments in my life where I felt extreme paranoia, especially because of sounds, because I am very sensitive to loud, sudden sounds. I lived for 2.5 years under a very noisy landlord who was constantly yelling and constantly making loud noises. And every time that would happen, I just freak out. And that would result in a home invasion situation where his disgruntled sister terrorized the house for over 4 hours, breaking everything and throwing stuff into my apartment, so I had to move out. After moving out, I had PTSD-like symptoms for a few months. I'd hear a noise outside, or I'd hear somebody yell in the hallway of the apartment building I'm in, and I just freak out and think that I did something to cause that. And also in my life, like without this PTSD stuff, I am very, very on high alert and intense. Like somebody would honk a horn outside, I'd freak out and become angry. Somebody would touch me and I would jerk my whole body. When I had an eye procedure done recently, they had to give me 2 Xanax pills because every time they'd even touch me, I just jerk all over the place and I can't control that. So I think my episodes of Exploding Head Syndrome are because of my baseline anxiety and I am like on pins and needles constantly. But when I'm stressed or when I'm going through PTSD-like symptoms, because I was never diagnosed, and I then have these episodes of Exploding Head Syndrome. It says that this was first described in the 19th century and may have first been mentioned in the 17th century. Despite evidence of EHS throughout the centuries, some individuals hold the belief that EHS episodes are not natural events, but are the effects of directed energy weapons which create an auditory effect. Thus, EHS has been worked into conspiracy theories, but there is no scientific evidence that it has non-natural origins. Well, no shit, because if this is caused by anxiety and paranoia and PTSD, then surely conspiracy nuts would be the ones having this. And surely they think it's related to some kind of conspiracy or directed energy weapon or being targeted individuals. I don't think that for myself. I just think that I'm too stressed and should probably chill. Maybe go on a vacation so I can have to plan and organize the trip and how I would pay for it and where I'd stay and how would I eat and all the money I would spend and all the unnecessary shit that I have to calculate and plan out in my head so I can, lay on a beach and have sand going into my ass crack and between my toes so I can feel them, so I can be stressed out even more and more. Oh, and then I have to go back home, and instead of resting from all this stuff, I need to go back to work. Looks like there is no relaxation for me, and looks like I just have to deal with random episodes of explosions and phone calls in my head, being left to ponder whether I have psychic abilities and whether I can predict receiving phone calls or not. Or maybe it's not me. Maybe I'm the perfect one, and maybe it is the outside forces trying to control my life with their directed energy weapons.